to get it. I was going to ask the people that are in the audience that if they are here to represent a certain road, that they actually, some of these that we're considering here, if they have some statement about it, that they'd be able to voice their opinion. If they took their time over here to do that, I don't want to go into a lengthy deal like the public opinion statement, but if you're here on some of these roads that we're considering, then I'd like to know. Last year we had quite a few that raised their hands or voiced their opinions or this and that, but I'd like to know if I know that there's a group from Emery Creek here. Can everybody raise their hand that's from Emery Creek that was here? All right. And then, well, that's pretty well the biggest majority. Is anybody else here from any other roads?
When you walked out, we already discussed that. So when you walked out, we already discussed that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So I was going to ask if we could let them go ahead and talk first, or we deal with that section first. Is that all right with you?
It is. Yeah. The fact is that we've got one of the roads that we're considering in there, and then last year or year before last, whenever we did this, we considered we took roads in on Emery Creek and left some of the other roads out, and I think they understand that if they were here, we actually took in two big long roads on Emery Creek when we had other roads that were petition way before time. So the fact that we are considering one of the roads on Emery Creek here now, I think is a pretty good sign that we're trying to work with you. And then this is the last year of the snow removal contract. So this winter, at the end of the first of the year, I think then the county has a responsibility, and if there's not a new contract written up or an agreement made, that comes to an end. So that's another big bonus for you. What I'm trying to do is consider the fact that we have a maintenance system that's pushed to the limit right now, and we have to consider that. And these roads in certain locations doesn't add to the maintenance as much as some road that's off and out of the system. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what I'm looking at and trying to figure out. To go back to what I had stated earlier, Randy, you've got those six roads that you're considering. That's your recommendation. But here's another thing that I want to consider. There's other roads that we can take in throughout this, because the total that comes up to that is somewhere around $70,000. And if we're going to go up to $200,000, but we also have to consider that maintenance issue, gentlemen. So, well, there's other roads that we can consider. If
since we have these folks here from Emery Creek, one of those that I was recommending was Southwoods Way, 0.3 mile road, 16 homes on it, and my estimated cost is $20,000 to $25,000.
I'm not. You say Southwoods Way?
Southwoods Way. That is in Emery Creek subdivision.
So you okay?
Randy, what's the difference in Riverside Estates and Riverside Acres? Where can you show us on the map where they're located?
Okay. Riverside Estates, that's...
I know where that's at, but what about Riverside Acres?
That is a little farther north, basically off of Iowa Colony. That's where Ellen and Haley Way is. They're two little short flat roads. If you're familiar where she's going to bring it up on the map, Red Bud,
yeah,
pretty much surrounds this. That's them two roads there.
I know where it's at.
Fairly decent roads. Very little We're looking at maybe some crack sealing on that. That's about all we're going to have to do. And then at some point within the next 5 or so years, that probably we'll need to seal coat at that time. But right now, they're fairly good shape. They do serve, I think there's 13 homes right now currently on them two roads combined. So that's the reason I was recommending them. Very little maintenance cost, but serve several homes. And we've maintained everything surrounding them right now. So.
Okay, and as we read on there about our classification on those are chip and sealed already?
They're already, they're actually asphalt-type surface, and...
Do we need to change what you've got on here then?
Just a Class 4 classification that receives all your maintenance amenities as far as snow removal, mowing, anything that's needed, and pretty much... residential areas, unless it's fairly rural, I recommend a Class 4, which is the traffic count is what, because it is a residential main area.
Because of the location on these six roads, why don't we consider making a motion to go ahead and approve those, and then we can work on other roads that would be scattered throughout the county.
That's fine.
Huh?
That's fine.
That's Randy's recommendation on those, and then we can look at others. Would that be all right with the commission?
That's fine with me.
Yep.
So you want to move to approve...
Do we need to go ahead and name those each one,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah, move to approve Amherst Way, Boston Drive, Ellen Court, Haley Way, Southwoods Way, and Oak Bluff Road.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now.
Kathy, if you would, bring up, I'll just show you some of this in these next two subdivisions.
Wait, here, hold on. Why don't we go ahead and, is there any other roads that you guys want to talk about within Emery Creek?
I wanted to bring up a couple of roads in that subdivision, if you would. Bring up High Points Road, and let's start with that one, and then we'll probably look at Northview.
Are you talking about High Points Ridge?
High Points Ridge, yeah. Be number 32 on your list.
Any of you people live on that road? You do?
No one lives on there. I'm not sure which road you folks live on. Huh?
Southwoods Way. So it's been taken in. The other thing that I have to say about the Emery Creek roads is there's a lot of dig outs out there. I mean, I've been out there, and there'll be a lot of work for the county expense to get it ready to do what we need to do as far as maintenance. And I don't have any problem, because it's a short road with five homes on it, with a $2,500 to $3,000 possible cost. Randy's been out and reviewed. Do we have any dig outs on that road, Randy?
These roads aren't too bad a shape. The one thing is, they have a lot of lots yet to build out on these, but they all have turnarounds associated with them. The only one that was petitioned in this subdivision that I wouldn't recommend taking would be the main Emery Creek, that is the chip seal portion, which it's basically still, I would consider it under construction. It's not finished. Move to the east there, the other way. The one right there is High Points. We maintain right to this intersection at this time. That's where the Emery Creek main road, our maintenance stops, is at that intersection. And until some further development or they come in and start building homes, this chip seal section, I would not recommend that.
You're talking about
the one going on south.
Yeah.
That runs on down. That's another phase in the subdivision. But these others have all been paved with a black base type surface, and then the homeowner association has already went in and done some seal work on their own on a couple of these and tried to keep them in fairly good shape and done some repair work on their own. So
let me ask you this, is, and there's the homeowner association out there, if we can take in like this High Points Road, and we've already considered the Southwoods Way, would there be any consideration on you doing the snow removal again for another year or so? I like to negotiate on these issues where we've got one subdivision here that we have tried to work with, and we have a contract with you through 2015. Would there be, if we go ahead and do High Points, would there be a possibility of you guys extending that maintenance as far as snow removal for another year?
Speaking for as the president, I think that'd be no problem.
Would have to be voted on by your group?
I mean, yes.
Should be taken.
Yes, that's the way we should do it. But I think speaking, you know, pretty frankly, I think we'll be very much agreement with that. My question on behalf of the board would be, is there a possibility? I mean, there's a couple other than High Points. There's actually, I think, three or four.
What? I don't want to get into that.
No, I don't understand that. But I'm saying, like, specifics. I mean, yes, we can maintain snow removal every season if it means the county taking on more maintenance as far as road repairs.
Okay, we'd have to, if we made a motion on this High Points Ridge. And the only reason I'm doing that is because of the so minimal amount of work that we have to do to get $2,500 to $3,000 for us to take it into the system. And you guys do the road snow removal on the entire deal for another year. That's a pretty good deal for the county.
They're going to do the entire Emma Creek Road or Boulevard? Or
road system, yeah.
I believe that would be easier for us as well. If we hire a snow contractor at that point, I think we'd actually, it could be more trouble to split duties with the county and then try to, if we would be spending the same amount of cost because we would just stop snow plowing at the end of the road and then wait for the county to come, and we're like a tertiary road, so I know that would work very well.
Is that something you guys would consider? I'd like to take in the High Point Ridge with a number of homes on it, and the amount of, I mean, we got $2,500 to $3,000. We just don't hardly do that at all. I mean, we don't run into those situations. Usually we've got to spend $10,000 to $25,000 just to get a road taken up. So
there's a,
well, I was considering one other road in there that had the same amount of homes on there.
Real quick on that one, still the water valve or meter located in the ditch line.
That one right there, there is a water valve there that is fairly close. It's right fairly close to the ditch line, I've noticed on there, so I'm not sure where the platted right of way is coinciding to where the water valve. Most of the utilities are all in place, they're all in fairly decent shape, but I did notice this one that would be susceptible to maintenance workers hitting.
We could put that in our motion that it be contingent upon
being relocated
or if need be.
That's Randy, something that's we need. Something that I'm not at. Sure who maintains the water system there. Is that isn't Water District 3, is it? Is it? Okay, I could check with them on what possibility on that water valve.
But you're thinking it might be within the easement?
Oh, it's within the road right away. I just don't know if they've got room to move it away from the ditch line, so it's...
We'd have to make the motion to take it in, contingent upon them moving that if it's in our easement. We can't have it in our easement.
And that's what I'm asking. Is it in our easement?
It appears to be, yes. Within the road right away, which...
And that would be before we took it into the... system.
I don't.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we take in High Points Ridge contingent upon the, is it a water main? Is that what you're calling it? Or
I think it's just a valve shut off.
Water valve being removed from the...
I believe that's what it is. It's right in the crest of that hill.
Right in, what would we say, within the county easement for the 40 feet road easement?
Within the right-of-way there.
That's contingent upon, that will take the road in, contingent upon that being moved and the extension of the snow removal on the entire Emery Creek subdivision. We'll form that contract. We've already got it in place. We'll just have the attorney add it to it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
In regards to Southwoods Way and High Points, in regards to Southwoods Way, what's your estimation? I remember you had talked before, it may be allowed for maintenance to perform. What's your estimate timeline on that?
Basically, if we've got roads there, and I believe, don't hold me to it, but I think we've got one of them already on the list for this year. But I've got to check our seal list. If we have one on there and it's not going to be a problem to add, we can, while we're in that area, rather than come back a year or so later for one road. I mean, we're trying to group these to where we got enough in that particular area that's moving all the equipment, mobilization.
It's just a third of a mile, too. Right. That's a big deal, you know.
So,
right. So it sounds like maybe this
It's possible. If I know while we were trying to look at scheduling Emery Creek Boulevard, the main road, and looking at Southwoods, when to get it on the seal list, and I know we're working in that area on 160, and I'm thinking we were looking at putting that on the list this year. So I don't have the list with me, or I could tell you if it's on there for sure.
I would.
If it is, we can always add them.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want you to go out and tell the homeowners that we're going to do it.
No, I just...
Because when we take a road into the county system, I want you to understand that a lot of people think at that particular time that we make this vote up here that we're going to run out there and they're going to have a chip and seal road before the year's over with. Now, that it may sound way out there, but that's exactly the way that they... we get phone calls, we'll have people...
I've been down there by 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Especially on the eastern side.
You've been
on the eastern side, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And if they don't get it, talk to Danny. That's what I've been telling people.
But anyway, I wouldn't tell them that, but like Randy said, he's going to do what's in best interest of the county, and if we have to set up to go out there and do a third of a mile next year, that just doesn't seem feasible if we're already out there. So another thing we have to consider out on is these digouts. I've been all through your community out there that's in my district, and I ride roads all the time, and the main road and some of those side roads had a lot of digouts, and those are prep. You have to do that before you come in and do anything else, and sometimes it looks rather rough when you get out there and do a digout and you've got a patchwork there and people think you're coming back to do their road whenever it's got to set for. Most of those we let set for at least a year, don't we, Randy, where we've got a digout?
It depends on what we're doing. Some of them we can dig out, and we're trying to do them to where we can get the patch and everything put on them so we're not leaving that base patch set so long, because they'll do some settling. But we want to make sure we've got the subgrade repaired, so when we do put the surface, it's going to hold.
So
it's not going to turn around and fail within the next year or so.
I want to visit down here, Randy, with some of these you've got at Cross Creek.
Within him, we might as well stay within Emery Creek. And is there anything left in Emery Creek?
The only thing that I've got to say is I realize there's a lot of roads to take in, but the bottom line is, and Randy probably knows this, all the rest of the roads that we've got out there are very short distances. You guys have took in the bulk of the roads, the main roads, but the rest of them are short distances, like that one hot ones is, so where I wouldn't, you know, dig in too hard on you guys. But I'm just saying, when you get, and yeah, you need another or two, we got some short roads left out there.
But we've been above and beyond.
Oh yeah.
On what we've taken in, yeah, so yeah. I we can consider that. But just as I've been out there and rode around, and there's a lot of those roads that I would consider almost unfinished because they're rough, or they've been finished and they've got terrible places in them, and that cost us a lot of money to do those. And so trying to work with that particular area because the amount of people that live there, I don't think that we can consider very many short roads just because it's in that subdivision, because we have 46 to consider, 42 to consider. So I appreciate your comments on that, but if I try to drive a lot of these roads that are on the petitions, and I see some awful messes. One of them had highline poles in the middle of it, you know. It wasn't nothing but highway right away, and they bring them to the county to be considered, and we can't do those kind of things. But they bring them to us to see if we'll build them a road to get in. So those are just facts that I'm trying to put out there so you understand that this. I'll get to this Cross Creek deal. Are you going?
Oh, I just need to ask anything else.
No, I don't have anything else. I really appreciate the submission and Randy working with us.
Okay.
You're very grateful to the community, so thank you.
Okay. Didn't mean to cut you off. We just got a lot of work to do here, so. Some of these Cross Creek ones are terrible. I mean,
Kathy also bring up the video of Holtz Lake, and I'll give a.
So, do they lower the HOA fee? I mean, that's their HOA. They can do whatever they want, but they can use all those funds that they were using on these to start taking care of those other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They will, I think.
Yeah. Who was the developer on that?
Yeah. Have you guys drove any of that? Mike, have you been out there when you was campaigning or anything?
Where's this at?
Zoom out just a little bit there, Kathy.
Or,
248.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're talking about Henry Creek?
Yeah.
Okay. The, if you can, find the video on that Holtz Lake, and it won't take very long to.
Do we need to get some of these off the list so they're not sitting there year after year after year? Do we want to go ahead and deny some of them?
What, we're back to 2010, Randy?
I've got several here that just need to go away. They're not.
We got one house on two. All those that have one or two houses on them.
Well, several of them have, but road lock number 27, Edison Lane. I've been out there and looked at that. I've talked with Stone County. There's several homes, but you have to go through Stone County, a section that they don't maintain. And they have no, when I talked to them, they're not taking it in. The people have to actually complete the road, and they quit taking it in because the same issue we kind of stopped is because of money issues. And until these people can get them to take in their first section, I don't want to travel across something that's not maintained by another county, and they weren't willing to do any trade-off work either. So
I'd have to look back in that because we changed on the road standards, but it had to be attached to either a state road or a county road before we'd consider it. It's some little it's a little wording in there to protect
that. Or they're going to have to relocate that section of road all in Taney County and connect it to our county maintained Fox Road. Then we'd have an access to come off in a maintained road. But right now, have to travel quite a distance through unmaintained just to get to the section they petitioned that we can accept. So, but there's several of these that we've looked at and been denied. Gooseberry Court's another one. I'd like to see it just denied. Hankins Road, that's not even doable. Took Mike down there and looked at that one. There's no way we can even consider that one house. And it's
unless you guys want to change the what we have and the road standards that we have set up, and we're able to do that. But right now it says three homes or more is what the reads in the road standard. It used to be two when I first came onto the commission, and Chuck and Ron, I think the year or two after I was here, voted to make it three or something, and a through road has a different
right.
standard than the others. But we've got a whole group here that's just got one or two on them. Unless you want to change it, we can't do a road. Reason we did that, we weren't building roads to somebody's house.
Right.
I mean, one road. So we could deny all those that are two or one. If
that
you want to.
That are not a through road?
Yes, that are not a through road. If you want, that would. And the only way they could petition against somebody else to build on the road. Do you want to make that motion on this list that we just deny all?
Hang on just a minute, and I'm going to circle.
I say which ones are going to be through roads, and are there any that are?
Well, I'm going to most of these are all dead end roads. On this second sheet, 26, 28, 30. 34, 36, 37, and 38 are all roads with less than one or less than three. Some have two, some have one. All of those considered denied. And then also, as you can see, when we're within the subdivision that we're fixing to look at, these are two or three and in. That only have two homes built on it. Now, there is another lot, so there's capable of having three, but that's the most. There's only, and they're a little short roads, and that's something I don't think very cost-effective for time and effort and what it's going to cost to fix some of these. But I want to show you the main road in there, what we're looking at in that particular subdivision. And then I want to show you the main road in another subdivision so you kind of know why I've got these estimated fairly high.
Randy, I have some real concern on, and we've moved on to Cross Creek, and you've got Holtz Lake Drive. I know that we had considered and denied a road that had a bridge across it, and I think that this dam across here is something that would be something we'd want to look hard at for possibility of washing it out or whatever, and then the county be in for a lots and lots of cost.
Would MoDOT have to go and inspect that?
I believe they would. Now, I'm not sure if we take it in, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The rest of that road would be all right with me, but I just can't see us taking in a road that could cost the county more than all the roads that we've taken in. That dam would wash out, it cost us $250,000 just to get it back in repair, and that would fall upon our shoulders. And the reason I say that is because it has washed out before. Washed out in years past, whenever it was first built.
Go ahead and run this video. And on this particular road, I wouldn't recommend taking in the entire road. I would recommend taking in a portion of this down to Prairie Lane if you even consider any of it. the rest of that goes down across that lake, I wouldn't recommend even considering that one. Liability issues, and it's going to have to be totally redone, just ripped up and totally redone across that surface. But this particular road right here, flat curb and gutter, but the finished surface hasn't been put on there, and you see the lip there next to the curb, the drainage is not going to work properly because the water can't get off the surface into the gutter.
Right.
And that's going to be the same condition we've got in other subdivisions. So that's in itself is going to require a 2-inch overlay just to get that working properly, and which is more expensive than coming in and putting a seal coat. I can't fix this with the seal coat.
No.
So these are going to require overlays on these type of roads where they've got flat curb like that, and they just have the sub base, black base, but not the finished surface mix.
Assuming the developer didn't finish it?
Right.
Oh, okay. You can say that.
I mean, that's that's it in a nutshell. They put this on, and what they wanted, their intention was to sell a lot of homes in there and get them constructed, then come back and put the finish on, but...
And that's not uncommon. We have that throughout the county on on subdivisions.
Are there, during, I'm assuming that's through plan zoning, do they require bonds to be put in place to finish out roads?
It's supposed to, but a lot of these have been signed off and there's nothing there. We've checked on that.
We need to make sure of that from now on, or have checked on that.
Well, that's one thing they need to, but a lot of these have been signed off and done with, and there's nothing
and this,
there.
And this was well before anything has been put in place since then also.
Is there
this particular subdivision has been done in several phases. I mean, you can tell by the type of, you can go ahead and speed that up a little, Kathy, if you want to.
Don't get a speeding ticket.
I appreciate you, going by. But you could...
Now, right down to here, at this point is... This is where Prairie circles around and comes back into it. If you consider this section, part of it's curb and gutter, part of it's open ditch. But I wouldn't consider going past that portion right there. This portion gets really rough. And this is the section that goes down and crosses the lake.
Lake.
And I know they've got a drainage system to that. I just can't find where it enters and where it leaves. And I don't know if they have any plans. I would suggest, if you consider that, having some kind of engineered plan.
Okay, wait just a second on here, Randy. How much will that lower the cost if you got 35 or 40,000 on there, but how much will that lower the cost if we just go to Prairie?
I had that estimated out, and I think that I had that on a different note sheet, but it reduces it considerably because this section down here,
it's rough.
I'm talking about totally ripping it up and redoing a section of that, so...
It don't hurt to do roads, take them in partial, as long as we got a turnaround or a three-road.
Well,
like
turn around there on Prairie, that gives you ample room to turn around, but what I would consider in something like this is the main road and maybe one other road in there that pretty much serves the majority of the subdivision. And every if you'll zoom out to your map there, Kathy, you can go ahead and stop that. If you look at Holtz Lake and then look at Prairie, that takes in the majority of the subdivision, but just about everything else connects off of that. But that serves the majority of the homes in there.
What's Prairie look like?
Prairie's not too bad, but it's going to require a 2-inch overlay on it also. It's a flat curb and gutter. Now that, to make the, you can bring up Prairie if you want to. No, I told you wrong. Prairie is open ditch. It's not curb and gutter.
So it don't have to have it.
It's not really. All it's going to need is mainly a ceiling and a couple of minor digouts. There's one there on the left, and there's another. There's two or three
But you
small
can chip and seal. There. You can chip and seal over
I can
those.
Chip and seal that, and it will last for a considerable several years without having to do too much. Now this one, as far as subgrade, it's about the better one in there than what I've seen. It's better than Holt's Lake, the main road, but the main road takes the brunt of the traffic too. So
yeah. You said that's Prairie?
Do I?
So you'd take it in from?
I'd take Holt's Lake from Key Highway to Prairie and Prairie Lane, and that would be all I would recommend in that subdivision at this time. That would help a majority of homes.
Is this another one that where the amount of money spent on it would be scattered over years, or are you going to just do it all?
I would have to phase this in because there's going to be some dig outs and stuff that we're going to need time to fix and repair. So I would do some dig outs and patching, and then I would phase it in over the next 2-3 years.
Well, Holt's Lake to Prairie, can you give this commission a decent estimate on Holt's Lake? I'm ready to do something on it, but I want to make sure that we know what the amount is.
I thought I had that on the review. Give me just a second. It's the one that had the most. Yeah, here it is. I estimated the cost to repair Holt's Lake at $35,000 to $40,000.
That's all the way through, see. That's what you got for the whole thing. Or on the S sheet it is.
Prairie. No, that's from T Highway to Prairie Drive. Then if you continued on, that's another $35,000 to $40,000 to fix that next section. So the entire road would I've got it listed here in the review. I think I only got one of them here listed here.
Okay.
But in my review there, I've written out, I broke that into two phases. And the reason is because I was considering putting an overlay on there.
Multiple gears is what you're saying.
Well, that cost is for an overlay, not a seal. Okay. And so fixing Holt's Lake, I don't think seal you could fix it. It's going to take enough mix and some of those areas you just well put a 2-inch overlay. And especially on that one section of flat curve, you got to do that to get the drainage working. So that's the reason I went ahead and left it at that.
With 23 homes, are you guys all right doing that?
Hold on one second. And I'm just... On your Holt's Lake Drive, you have road length at 3,403. I've got it at 1,861 from Prairie to T Highway. So are you sure that?
Well, the length there on that one review.
Now, I see in your notes.
That should be the entire.
I see in your notes it says from Holt Lake to T Highway, or from T Highway to Prairie Drive.
Right. The entire length is 3,403 feet. Okay. That goes up to the end there at the shopping center.
Okay. I'm not even considering going down, crossing that deal, or going over to the other part of it that's undone. See any problem with that, Brandon?
From taking in
to Prairie and then taking Prairie in back to Holt's Lake as through road. I'm afraid there's as much work on the other part of it that would have crossed the lake and all that with all the digouts, and I've drove it with all the digouts and everything. I just, you know, there's no way I could consider it because of the lake, but there's no way I'd consider it even in a...
Is there a lot of undeveloped lots on Holt's Lake?
There are still several on that lower side of the road, I think. Can you bring up parcels, Kathy, and see? I think on that, there are building some on the... See all those lots?
Right here.
They're on the south side, and that one road hasn't been built that you see just off of T Highway, and it turns south. There's a little short.
That goes on the Coldplay, Dragonfly?
That hasn't been built.
It's all owned by Great Southern Bank. Maybe they'll pitch in and pay for part of it.
Do they have a... organization out there that takes care of anything on that? Or do they, when they sell, do they have it in their contract that they have? Do they pay dues is what I'm saying. You don't think so?
I don't think so, because I don't see a whole lot happen as far as, I think if they're doing any repair, somebody's doing it on their own just to.
Say 90% of those on the bottom side are owned by Great Southern.
Yeah, there's around, go right there, right in there, there's some homes being built, just on around, but very little being done along that south side. It's just pretty much vacant.
I'm just looking at it because it's on the list there, Brandon. Whatever you decide to, you and Mike decide that you want to do.
Well, you can't pick up Prairie without picking up Holt's Lake. Right?
Right. And I wouldn't consider, that's the only thing I would even consider in there. If you take anything, it would just be that portion. And it's going to be cost associated with that enough.
Well, that's all I would consider on the whole deal was just what you said.
Hold on, once I'm doing some. The ratio of what we pick up for what we spend is not as high as it is anywhere else.
Not any higher.
Quite a bit lower. It's about half.
Per
$1,000.
Per number of people. Yeah. Make a motion or I'll make one on it.
But the potential is more, but it just frustrates me that they weren't able to go after the bonds that they should have been there to make them finish the road and do it right.
Yeah.
And the expense is in we're having to finish the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till we get to the next one.
Well, who developed this? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Manny, do you know?
No. After it left, I'm not going to mention that name on there, but after it left their hands, I have no idea who did
develop that other part over there.
And then we're just going to, you know, we're going to make it more valuable for the bank to turn around and sell it.
I'm just taking the number of homes and all that. I'm not considering all that other stuff that you're looking at. And I totally understand. I think it should have been a something that planning and zoning should have bonded and should have been finished.
Well, for $50,000, we're picking up 23 homes, and the ones that we approved for $55,000, you're picking up 68 homes. So there's, I mean, there's...
I understand what you're saying.
Randy, what do you think?
Do what?
So what do you think? Might be cheaper going to tear out the Kirby.
Actually, I considered that, but
the Prairie Road isn't.
Prairie Road, I have no problem with.
I have no problem with all the Prairie Road. The section of Holt's Lake, it's not that long a section with the curb on it, and I thought of that too. Depending on the utilities, what are we going to get into if I can't put an open ditch in there and make the drainage work? I mean, the right of way is there. But that's something I wouldn't consider.
But I wouldn't consider that if those lots are on the lower side and they run water right straight down over the hill.
We do have existing drainage. It
just run into that. You still hit it, right? The drainage?
No, because right now the lower side, the curbing is designed to take it all to that one cross pipe and dump it. Okay. If I was going to open ditch, I'd only have to ditch one side. The other would just natural drain. So it would be, that's not what they designed. So.
Now, this expense is a one-time expense. What's it going to cost annually after that?
Well, it'll just be normal maintenance. Any other subdivision, it would be just recurring depending on what you put on there. So, but it would fall in with every other.
Well, the maintenance on that would actually be probably a little bit less because it would be an overlay, correct?
Right. On that section, I would...
So over the course of 5 years...
And there, right off, I would probably... I wouldn't do the overlay contracted out. I mean, I would let Tabor Rock or whatever do our main roads, but something like this, we could probably... do that with our toe paver and get it up and get it working properly. That's what I would consider on something like this. To see, it's a short section, and then the rest of it we can fix and do a chip seal on that other, and then whatever we overlaid, we could look at maybe just a seal coat and try to save as much as we can. But right now with that flat curve, we've got to put mix in there to make the drainage work and crown it. So.
Hurt. Have you looked at the rest of your list?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see, like, the 23 homes where we've got others that we could take in. I'm trying to figure out if there's any others that we can add to the list of taking them in. But as I look down through here, and some of those that, you know, like, got five, and he's got estimated 25 to 30,000 on those. 40 to 50,000 on some others that are half a mile long. I mean, it isn't out of proportion that way.
Right.
But we got more homes, see, we're taking in, serving more citizens, and that's what I'm looking at, trying to get the most for the dollar, is what I'm saying.
I know.
Another one there off Iowa Colony, kind of as an example, Timber Ridge Circle, very short road, .05, number 41. Has seven homes on it. But when you read my report on that one, there's no ditches, no drainage. It's got a thin seal coat, and you're going to be looking at some drainage issues. I would recommend having a survey done on that because the cul-de-sac wasn't completed. It's kind of there, but it's not big enough. I think there may be some issues there once you get it laid out and surveyed properly. And there, it's right there on the map. So all the water flows down to that cul-de-sac, and it just runs down between them homes. And you can see right there where the cul-de-sac makes a loop, it looks like a big ditch. That's exactly what that is. That's where the water is going. There's no control, so you're talking some work there to try to get that. And see how close the property lines comes to the homes.
Randy, we looked at that some other time.
We did, but so there's another one that would be a problem.
Yeah.
It's short, but we're going to have issues there, I think.
Well, we actually got, if you looked at the flat, and that's what we looked at last time, we've got them into, it's into buildings. They built the buildings
well,
into.
And the road isn't built as according to how it was platted either.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, that's. As far as the Cross Creek, my recommendation is just take Holt's Lake to Prairie and also Prairie and call that good and deny the rest. And
oh, I'll make that motion to take Holt's Lake Drive to Prairie and do the entire Prairie Road in as a Class 4.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can I do like a half aye? Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I understand it too.
Okay.
And if any, it's not personal against anybody out there. I understand.
I think that, hey, here's the deal. I think that we need to stress, and Randy, you said on in that.
Right, and that's something that we are stressing and
right
making
now.
Sure that they know up front that we're protecting. And mainly it's not only protecting us, it helps protect the citizen and the people that buy homes in here that their road's going to be finished. They have to go to Mill Creek, and.
Well, how much money are we getting up to now?
We're at $150,000. We're at $107,500 in the low end.
This here, just start zooming out so you can get the entire subdivision.
Wait just a second before we go any farther.
Okay.
I want to talk just a second here. We're at $107,000, but what we're trying to do is keep them in a general location so that we don't.
Right.
That maintenance cost. Maintenance.
If we're already in the area, there's no sense in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Now you're going up to Mill Creek.
Yeah, this is a subdivision off of Jefferson. There between Tri Lakes Ford and Western Taney County Forest.
Is this the one that we had the? Controversy about the is this the one that gets down in there where the unfinished Thunder?
No, that's off Bee Creek. This is going to be another almost same situation. Part of these roads are unfinished, but bring up find the video to Summerbrook, and I'll give you a. Good example. Okay, this is, I'm on Mill Creek right here, which is another subdivision, curb and gutter, but it lacks the finish surface mix, which it's been in place for a period of time, but the...
Back up there. That's what my concern is on these, Randy. is where it's all busted up. Is that digouts?
That right there, you're going to have a few digouts in it. We got a lot of subgrade issues in the subdivision. A lot of these roads, all the lots are pretty well built out, but we're going to have curb replacement because in some of these roads, we've got soft areas that it's heaves the curb up. And you're going to pick out.
We in Mill Creek or Summerbrook?
Summerbrook. This is on Summerbrook. It's kind of a two-phase part
Summerbrook
of the subdivision.
And Mill Creek's the same. Okay.
You got to take Mill Creek in to get to Summerbrook. So, but I'm
just Mill Creek Road.
Do what?
Mill Creek Road, right?
Yeah, you take Mill Creek Road up to Summerbrook. And now here's some good examples of some prime digouts. We're going to have to rip up a section to restabilize this whole area. So you're looking at some pretty extensive work. But to make the drainage work, and the reason some of this is failing is because they didn't finish and put the surface on, and that water's just standing there,
yeah,
and it can't go nowhere. So.
Well, I'm going to go back to you. Has this got a, what do they call it, POA?
I don't know if it has one of them, but I know it's been signed off on, so there's no escrow or anything to finish. So.
Well, I know, but then people are paying in every month to fees due to somebody.
Well, that I don't know. We didn't get any of that information from petitioners. So.
Well, what about where it's narrow?
It's pretty much, it just kind of looks that way, but it's pretty much the same width consistent.
Road surface is consistent? I mean, width?
As far as width, yes. It's consistent width. It's just fairly poor condition.
Man, you'd have to dodge somebody on that, too. A lot of homes in there, isn't there?
There is a lot of homes in there, and that's the reason the expense is up there a little higher. You're looking at the entire subdivision, add them all together. Now, that's one of the worst roads in there, and Willowbrook, and then about two-thirds of Mill Creek is all like this. Then the rest of them aren't as bad, but they will be in the same shape.
You'd have to rip all that up, wouldn't you?
Pretty much. You'd have to. You're going to have to pretty much scarf a lot of that. And the reason it's like that, there's too much clay under there, not enough rock.
Yeah.
And that's the very reason. And then the water cannot get away, so it's just sitting there. They should have finished. That's where you really need that surface put on there and finished. So.
Where is that located at? I'm not even...
Either off Jefferson, just north of the Ford dealership, before we get down to...
I've been on it now that you said that. I know where it's at.
So that one is going to be, what do you do in a situation like that? I mean, we're looking at some major repairs and
I would say that we would have to call whoever the president is of that subdivision area in and talk some what they might be willing to do before we would ever consider it. I don't know that you could. I mean, that's in worse shape than if you'd never done anything to it at all.
Well, that right there, that's, if you can believe it, that's not the worst road in there, but that looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
I've got you can drive another road in there. They've got sections of the curb. Go to Willowbrook. You got a section of the curb heaved up from trash trucks. Or your normal trucks that would go in there and pick trash up, whatever, just constant. And in clay pockets, it's heaved the curb. You can see one straight ahead there on the main road. Prime example there. So that would have to be dug out. The curb would have to be replace there. You can go ahead and speed up and run on through there. there is drainage inlets and stuff. Now, some of these roads are it has to run the entire length, but this one does have drainage boxes and inlets, as well as Summerbrook. And they're all in place working. The problem is the waters that fill the road up before it ever get to the pipes. So. Move on toward the end there, Kathy, where it shows that example of the right there.
Yeah. But there may be a lot more that look like that whenever you get in there and have to rip that whole thing up.
True. I mean, that's a good example of poor subgrade underneath there and cliff yeah. pockets when that would heave up and heave your curb from out of position. So. But there's several areas, a couple areas like that, that would have to be repaired too. So. See, that's I've got an estimated cost on that particular road, $25,000 to $30,000. It's only 2/10.
But it picks up 22 people.
22 homes on it, completely built out, and that's.
But in order to get to Willbrook, you have to take in.
You got to take in
Mill Creek
so much of Mill Creek to get to these other roads, you know. So. Now there are other things in there being developed, and some of them aren't finished. I would deny. I wouldn't even consider a few of these in there because they're not completed. They just go down and dead end. There's no turnaround.
I don't know how we consider roads like that. I really don't. Brandon, are you, Mike, are you guys, are you, when you look at a road standard and what you have to have underneath a road to keep it from doing this, if we ripped it up, the work, the amount of work that sometimes can be involved just to get it stabilized is tremendous. And where we show those roads and they have those crack places, there can be a possible dig out anywhere on that. And as we talk about ripping the whole thing up, the better roads that we have been roads like as you're going up the hill here, Randy, that we ripped that little road up and turned all that asphalt in underneath it, and then we put a chip and seal surface on it, then you don't have to worry about it. But what bothers me on this is what's 3 or 4 feet down in there? If it's clay down in there, it's...
And what you don't have to dig up to make it drain properly, they designed it to put a 2-inch overlay on top of this black base that's there, but that's the part that didn't get done.
Yeah.
And without it being completed, didn't help anything. So.
Well, I'd like to visit with the homeowners association out there to see what they might be willing to do. If they're paying in dues for road maintenance, well, there might be something that we could do with them if they would make some agreement with us. Mm. And other than that, Unless you're just heavily like, considering that, Brandon.
Well, I'm looking at it. You've got... If you go back to price per house you're picking up, you're a lot less than what we just did at Holtz and Prairie. You're picking up a lot more homes for... If you were to do, and you're not saying to do everything, but if you were to do everything that's listed in Summerbrook and Mill Creek, ends up being $1,750 a home. You're picking up 96 homes for $168,000. The Holtz and the Prairie, you picked up 23 homes for $50,000, which is $2,173 per home. So you're picking up more people for less money. If you want to look at it from that standpoint, I mean, you know, that's just one way to look at it.
And yeah, I hate to go again.
The one difference in this subdivision, you're going to look at, we're going to see more dig out unstable type road surface than what we did on the other two. Now,
you put that into your estimates on cost, though, did you not?
Well, I put a portion of that because some of that's unknown. What I can see, I estimated in there along with the asphalt. What I'm afraid is we get started in there, we may find more than what we think. But all I can see is what I can see right
would
now.
There be,
that's in my estimate.
Would there be a consideration on taking the main road to a certain point to see what we're going to run into?
But I'm like you. What about the HOA? If there is an HOA, I said that I think last year or 2 years ago. Hey, what are they paying in for and what are their services they're getting for it?
Right.
And can some of that be used to offset some of this?
And that's the reason I brought up the deal here that we just did this morning. It saves the county a lot of money.
Right, and they're happy because it was a...
Yeah, they're paying in to get that done anyway, so...
Check, see if they have a homeowners association within... Because I think it's two-part subdivision. This is one phase, that's another phase, so I'm not sure how that plays in. But
What I would consider on that, Randy, is going to an intersection. I don't care if it's 200 yards or if it's 150 yards or if it's a quarter of a mile, but going to a certain place and taking it in, and then at that point, after we do some work out there on digouts and everything, that gives the county a idea of how much work it's going to take the rest of that in. But I wouldn't take all of it in at all. I mean, I couldn't vote for it, Brandon, without knowing. Because we've been in those rip-up situations in years past, and, man, you can run into some... I would name a certain road down here where we run into a terrible situation.
Oh. Would it be...
And had to go 6 or 8 feet.
Just right over here?
6 or 8 feet deep before we could get it stabilized. That's a lot of money.
Was there a lawsuit involved with that road?
I'm not going to speak up to anything. Can you give me an idea how far it is from the entrance up there down to where you would turn on to... talking about the main road.
Kathy, measure from Jefferson up to Summerbrook.
He meant to say please.
Right there.
0.15.
How far?
0.15.
Might be worth looking into that.
Let's let them dig it out and look and see how much it's going to cost to repair it. But I also want to talk to the homeowner association before we did that.
Well, if you did that, you'd be picking up 22. You'd be picking up
Willowbrook 62 and houses. Has the most homes on it. The rest of them.
So I say you'd be picking up 62 homes. Just going that 0.15, and you're cutting the distance in about two thirds, roughly.
Well, do you want to do that? I mean, see how that works, and then we can consider the rest of it.
We can do that. And then go ahead and pick up the Mill Creek, or excuse me, the Summerbrook and the Willowbrook.
Later, you mean, if it works out?
I'll pick it up now, Summerbrook and Willowbrook. What's the point of taking your Mill Creek to Summerbrook if you're not going to go ahead and pick up Summerbrook and Willowbrook?
Here's something else to consider.
She didn't figure that, Brandon.
That's what she figured, I thought. Didn't you figure from Jefferson to Summerbrook?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's 0.15. That's a little over a tenth and a half up to there.
That's what she figured was from there to Summerbrook. And then Summerbrook, you pick up 40 houses, and Willowbrook, you pick up 22. So you're picking up 62 houses.
For a portion of the road?
And you're just taking in that, you're talking about just taking in that section of Mill Creek, but not Summerbrook or Willowbrook at this time?
No, I think Brandon's taking.
You want to take in both them roads and that portion of Mill Creek?
And the reason is why pick up Millbrook to anywhere if you're not, because you're not going to get any homes from there to Mill.
Right. There's no homes on it. The rest on Mill Creek is on up.
So.
I thought if we just took in Brandon, we took in the main road and seen what we get into. And if we have to take in a quarter of a mile of it, that'd be fine. But it just looks so busted up there that I have some concerns about it.
I understand that, Danny, but my point is if you go from Jefferson to Summerbrook, you're not going to be picking up a single house.
Well, they all have to travel it.
True. It's a thoroughfare, but you're not paid. Right. They do all. I mean, you have 196 houses that travel it.
Yeah.
But you're going to give 96 people a 0.15. I mean, Randy, what are your thoughts?
Entrance into their house.
And 0.15. Yeah.
The only way we could do this is if we took them in. If they would allow us to phase this in over time, not go in there and because we could spend quite a bit of time, but if we could do this, fix it a section at a time, fix from if you took in Willowbrook, Summerbrook, and Mill Creek up to that point, phase it in over time. We're going to have to say 1 year fix Mill Creek up to that point, then the next year fix Willowbrook, and then the next year work on a portion of Summerbrook.
Kathy, if you don't care to run Mill Creek Road all the way down through there, and let's look at it and see if it looks like it's going to have to be ripped up.
Mill Creek does not have HOAs.
But each one of those other subdivisions do, right?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
See, there's a terrible bad place right there.
Well, right, what we got here is we got to fix the drainage. Just water is running down, but it can't run the curb because of lack of surface. Mm-hmm. So it piles up right there at the entrance of our road, and that's a lot of sediment and debris you see piled up.
When did you run this?
This was...
After
3 weeks ago.
After the snow and ice?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go ahead and speed it up there and we'll take a chance on getting a ticket. Just run that complete road there, so just a lot of dig outs.
Now you're on the back portion of it here, and
how long is that? That seems longer than a mile.
Now, this is Mill Creek, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still on Mill Creek, but it goes. This is on the. This is a portion on past Summerbrook.
Oh, so it wasn't in the length measurement.
No. This is on past what you guys are considering.
Let me go back.
throwing it in reverse.
Or in reverse.
Now, would you go to... Brendan, I'm trying to work with you on this.
That's
try to
Willow,
figure out.
Hey,
right here is Willowbrook.
There it is.
This is the first loop.
That's all right.
And then...
But that's more than a 1 point, or .015, isn't it?
No.
That's not even a quarter of a mile. That's just a little over a tenth of a mile.
And then coming up here on the right, I believe, is going to be your...
this is the Summerbrook.
Summerbrook.
And that's... It's going to be about a tenth and a half from Jefferson up to this point.
Really? Here's what I would recommend for the county's benefit. Take it in up to that point, Brandon, and then us do the work. And then if they have HMOs or whatever you want to call, there's two different things that they're called, then consider those next year or even consider them this year on contingency. But I don't want to take that whole mess in and us, we'd have to spend all year out there ripping that up and replacing it.
See, right now you're coming up on Summerbrook, so to the right would be, you'd make a loop, would be Summerbrook, and pick up 40 homes. That Will Creek, you'd pick up 22 homes. From there on, which is Mill Creek, go up to Summerbrook. Bring that down just a little bit, please. There you go. Then you'd be going like where it goes Fisher Spring and that. That's where, that's from there on would be Mill Creek, the rest of Mill Creek. So you're saying to go to the entrance right there. And I'm saying go ahead and pick up Summerbrook and Willowbrook while we're at it. Willowbrook while we're at it. Only because you're going to service a lot more homes for less money.
And I don't have any problem with that, but I want to see what we get into. Brandon, we could get into thousands of dollars underneath there with those dig outs and things.
Right. Did but you see any issues right there too? Was the problems with Mill Creek later on, or was it up there closer to the entrance?
There was a couple of issues on past that, but one or two of them was, one of them was in between Willowbrook and Summerbrook. There was a section of curb. It was right in that. Right about where she had her hand.
Did you see any problems in Summerbrook or Willowbrook?
Curb and subgrade, yes.
Well, but dig out issues?
Okay. Yeah. Willowbrook was worse than Summerbrook. Summerbrook is one section along the, in between where you see that Summerbrook court and that first intersection. Right in there was the worst. And the rest down through the lower loop wasn't too bad. Willowbrook was mainly on the south side of the loop, was the worst of it, but it pretty much. They do have subgrade issues. So. And the only way we're going to be able to do it is phase it in a little at a time. And can't go in there in the whole thing and try to accomplish it. But
neither one of them have any HOA fees. Same developer. I guess the developer still has control of the HOA.
Who does?
The developer.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. Well, let's do Mill Creek Road.
Do you want to have him find out an estimated cost to do that .15?
Yeah.
And bring it back to us? Or do you think I can just, can you do the math and take?
Well,
you're going to have to.
Yeah, you could, you could take the cost of the length there and divide that.
Okay.
And we'd get pretty close because basically what I estimated was what it would cost overlay, a 2-inch overlay for that section, and then...
Without any dig outs.
Well, you're going to have to add a little in there for dig-outs.
Well, sure,
because
you are. I mean,
I had estimated in on Mill Creek some dig-out subgrade because there's two, three areas. Part of that is beyond that Summerbrook
intersection.
It's on path. There's a couple areas that's pretty weak. And then
is that part of what we already looked at, Randy? Is that part of that we already looked at was so bad? Is that past Summerbrook entrance?
The one area was, yes. That was up. I'll show you where that's at.
Well, I think we're making a good move by taking in Mill Creek Road up to a certain place.
One area was right in here that was pretty bad, and then the other area we're going to get into on Mill Creek is right in here.
Yeah.
I think it was either right here or right in here. One of these just before the intersection was an area that...
Here's what.
And the other is just collecting the drainage at the entrance. Have you seen all that sediment that is not draining properly?
Here's what we do. We have an initial cost. When you get that point to that point, we understand what it's going to cost to do the other Summerbrook and the Mill Brook roads, because we've done and we have a cost factor already in place once you get to that point.
Well, you're figuring about $13,500 to do that 0.15-mile stretch.
That's overlay.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you
not the dig-outs.
Well, I thought he included the dig-outs.
Well, I included I added to that to include some dig-out subgrade work on that. But the initial estimate is for all this whole subdivision is for a 2-inch overlay cost, our cost, to have it laid in place, which you're looking at $70 a ton laid in place estimate. Plus, I added to that for subgrade work because there's quite a bit of it in here. Also, in this particular subdivision, I added costs in there to replace sections of curb where you've seen it heaved up, and I know kind of what it's cost us in the past to replace that.
If we decide to do that, I would prioritize those two subdivisions for next year to be looked at. You see what I'm saying? If we do the Mill Creek up to that point, then next year those are the top of the list to look at to start off with. But we have a cost estimate. We know how much it actually costs to get in there. I'm greatly concerned. I've been in those situations before where we have those areas that are dig outs.
Let's look at, is there any other roads we want to look at?
The only other one I want to do a little discussion on would be the Blue Ridge. Everything else I would probably deny. The Blue Ridge I want to discuss before you make a decision on it, and is we've met with the people out there on site taking in a portion of it. They did turn in a petition. One of them is willing to provide enough room for a turnaround.
Didn't we take it down so far last time?
No, we didn't. We talked about it, and we had cost estimates, and then it didn't come about. And before, we talked about taking it all the way down to the creek portion, and estimated cost was too high to consider that. So the section we're looking at is what they petitioned is, basically, right under the Blue Ridge name is covering it up, but taking it right down to this area here.
is what they're talking about. And
one of the issues we may get into is because the road, how it's surveyed is not exactly how it lays. And there's been dispute between
property
owners over surveying different things. And I was going to bring up an issue. There are drainage issues out there.
Steepness,
it is fixable, but I'm a little, in talking to them out there, meeting with them, it didn't. It started out really productive, and then it kind of went
south. And then it turned, do you think if it was taken care of, would it be productive again, or do you think it would turn south again?
I don't know if they could necessarily agree to get it, the situation taken care of. If I could fix the road as it lays, that would be fine. I don't think one party's going to allow that.
The party, if you're going down to the left, or the party to the right? Or do you not want to see
that? Party
on
the left.
Okay. That tends to be the...
Have you met with him, Brandon? Yes, I met with him years ago when we considered the other part that I thought we'd already taken in, to where it, before it breaks the crown of the hill, it's on a downward slope, but before it breaks the crown of the hill, I thought we'd taken that in up there, but there was survey problems. Is that why we didn't?
No, they first agreed to, yeah, we'd do that, and then all of a sudden, didn't happen.
This one,
you know, with the, go ahead, I'm sorry, Randy, go ahead. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Anyway, they decided that both people, the one on the left and the right, were going to work together and get along, and so I went out there, met with them for about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, and started out really productive. I thought they were really going to work and help out, and I told them you need to repetition and go through them, be willing to help us out by surveying and provide the property for a turnaround in that flared area that you were talking about, Danny, and that was the only legitimate area to do it. Well, they decided they would do that on the other side of the road, and the gentleman on the right was going to provide that. But then the meeting kind of turned south when the other guy said, well, he wanted the road put like it was surveyed, and that was going to be too expensive, so.
Talking about a 12 volt or 11
volt? Yeah, we got 11.
He's coming back at noon.
That's going to cost us a lot of.
He's coming back at noon. He's coming back at noon.
Is he? You've already texted. Okay.
So,
I think anyway, that before they get their, before the county gets involved here, they get their own situation solved.
Well, what if we, would it help them get it resolved if we did a contingent upon?
We did last time.
I don't think we did that.
I think if you'll look, because we received a letter from them saying that there was greater tracks. In this argument, this has been a long time argument. One property owner said that he didn't want it over here because there was greater tracks that had been there 20, 30 years, which I couldn't, had a hard time absorbing that, that was over on the other person's property, and that's where he wanted the road. I did have the letter up there at the house. I mean, up there in my office.
I thought they did get it resurveyed. And one even agreed to go ahead and give up part of the land so they could have a turnaround. I thought they were kind of... Mm-hmm.
This was all done back then.
I'm even talking here recently. Because this is a newer... The one of the property owners hasn't been there. But... 5, 6, 9 years, I don't
know. There's been a change of ownership, but this one got down there and had these imaginary grader tracks down there that were in the mud. We've had two extensive, long meetings out there. Been down to the bottom of the creek.
Well, you can't go down to the bottom. I mean, you'd have to do a turnaround.
No, I wouldn't even consider that.
And it wouldn't be for snow removal, would it? It'd just be... Or would it be snow removal?
Well, that raises, that's always going to raise another question. If we take it in, they're going to expect all the amenities, and he'd sent letters and emails this last winter how what a hardship and different things that imposed on them when we had winter weather.
If we don't let them settle their own agreement out there, all we'll do is have a bunch of people mad at the county. Right now,
we they didn't settle. I just don't know. Would it help them settle it if we, once you guys figure it out, then we'll do this, whatever this is. Would that help them settle that? I guess my point
is if
they weren't fighting, we'd probably go ahead and do it. Is that an incorrect statement?
Yeah, we'd go down to where we got agreed.
We'd
to
go down before. Where we agreed to. So why wouldn't we go ahead and do that anyways, and then maybe that'll help them get over their fight?
The meetings that you have with them, there's agreement one time, and the next time it's not.
Well, get something signed, and then they can't go back on it.
I would only consider taking the road in how it lays now, and I'd rather it be surveyed as that, and then that takes a dispute.
That just takes it all out.
I don't think they're... necessarily would agree. One probably wouldn't agree, the other would be fine with it.
The one on the left
probably. I don't know whether he would or not. No.
I guess my point is they can, hey, this is what we'll do. If you don't like it, then we're not going to do anything. If you do like it, we'll go ahead and do it. Is that not a way to
decide
on this one? It leaves a sour taste in my mouth whenever I have a couple meetings with people and they back out on everything they've decided on. So if that's the way you want to operate this one, that's fine. I'm just not going to participate in the vote on it because I can't think of another place where I've spent as much time and worked as hard to get a small portion of road taken in.
But it's one individual.
I have right here.
Well, I know. It's one individual that's causing all the...
There's not anybody hard to live past that point or even to that point.
One's a guy that's got a little property down there, and I don't know that he goes down there that way very often, does he?
I don't think so.
Everybody
on the other side goes out the other way.
Yeah.
I don't think there's hardly anybody up there anyway, so, that I know of. I know it's very difficult to even get up there now. You thought that road was bad. I took you on.
Have you not taken him down there yet?
You might need to go down there before we make a decision on this anyway. Take him down there, Randy. Let him look at it because it's a stinking mess.
Would it be productive if maybe you and I went out there and talked to them both, and if they'd be agreeable? Otherwise, it'd be wasted effort.
Yeah. We'll do that. I'll do that again. I'll do it one more time. Because I've probably been out there four times. Probably had individual meetings four or five times. I don't know how many phone calls. That's part of it. I'm fine with that. But I want it resolved. I don't want to keep on.
Well, I would, but this one.
But there it is.
This one has, I don't know how many different meetings we've had over this road and drove it and estimated. And you've been out there times. I know you've been out there several times. And it just keeps coming back up. And I'd like to do something here now.
This isn't the stopping point on further down.
No, just a little farther down is the stopping point, but right to the left,
I'm getting sick.
This has changed from what this video because of a survey. Now, the road is supposed to be over farther to the right, and then it comes back in. That's always been the issue in question.
I thought that was further down. I thought that was down on the...
No, it's right there is where the whole issue...
See, I thought it was... Because I thought there was even a...
Well...
Vehicles were parked in different ways so they couldn't get through and right-of-way fights and...
Well, you know. Go on, speed that up just a little bit.
I don't think you got enough video left to...
Now, right in this area, now...
on that?
Right in this area is where the only place that the turnaround can be. There was that old trailer, and it's gone. It's not there now.
How old is this video?
Now, this one ain't all that old. I don't know. That may still be there now. I don't know. But right over there is where the gentleman on the right was going to give property for the turnaround.
I thought they even went ahead and had it resurveyed, because I thought I saw... Wasn't there like a power line easement through there too or something that was...
Yeah. But then I thought everything was going to work this time, and then it kind of fell apart. But they did get a petition. They finally agreed to get it petitioned, and... But I think there's going to be...
Could we drive it one more time? Because I put it over there. I just about dozed off during that deal, so
drive it
one more time.
If you see the original one, you talk about it being rough.
Yeah.
Well, let's get rid of some of these off the list. That way.
Okay.
But real quick, so we can kind of table that one to go through on that.
All right.
Danny, that still leaves us with your original budget of $200,000. Still leaves us $80,000 or $90,000. So I say we go ahead and take in that Summerbrook or that Willbrook. If you take them in both, you'll hit your $200,000. But that's up to you. That's in your district. Because you're already going down Jefferson, are you not?
That's not in your district?
Nope.
Where's the line go through?
Jefferson.
Huh?
Jefferson.
The middle of Jefferson.
Remember that whole thing where I had to move?
It doesn't make a lot of difference whose district it is.
I know, I'm just telling you.
I know.
You use that on me all the time.
I know.
I didn't think the line moved that far west there.
Yeah.
It splits Jefferson.
Now. Oh, it's okay. So everything on the north
and
side?
North side Jefferson's.
And everything. Okay. I didn't know I was running.
He should actually be the northeastern district commissioner.
Okay. Well.
But anyways.
Well, we're going to go to the end.
But Jefferson's a county road, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. So we're already on that road. I mean, and I'm not against the...
Give us a mileage on the two, the Willowbrook.
I'm not against your Cross Creek. I just
Kathy, it should be on
there. You're not already out of Cross Creek, are you? I guess you're going down T Highway to get to some of those off roads, aren't you?
Yeah, we're already right. We're
down there too.
We took in the subdivisions on all surrounding it. That's the only one we haven't done. Yeah.
What is the mileage around Willowbrook, and which one's on the other?
Willowbrook is 0.19. That's 0.19.
Okay, and then the...
0.45.
It's over, yeah, 0.45.
Yeah.
You've not taken
Randy, or...
Creek yet.
I'm so concerned with the cost. I really am. I just... Can we? I guess we can do the Willowbrook, Brandon, and then I don't want to take them both in until we. On your concern, which one are we getting the more bang for the buck out of? Are we getting it out of Willowbrook or per mileage, per mile?
Houses or per mile?
No, houses.
Not even.
Yeah, just going to figure out about because of...
About even. You got 40 houses for 55, or you got 22 houses for 25?
And you realize that gave me a little buffer range there, so you can go hold me to that dollar amount, are you?
No, I'm not going to hold you to it, because I think it's going to be way more than that.
What?
Let's take in that and consider the Summerbrook for next year on top of the priority. If Willowbrook don't run... ridiculously high just on dig outs. And is it the front one?
Yeah, it's the front
one. On Jefferson?
Yeah, Willowbrook's the first one.
Is that considered part of the Summerbrook HOA? I mean, not HOA, but subdivision? Or do you know?
No idea if either one of them. Willowbrook and Summerbrook, I think it's all the same subdivision name. Where do they have a homeowners? I have no idea.
Okay, as of right now, we've taken in Mill Creek Road up to...
No,
we haven't. We didn't make that motion yet.
Okay, I'm fixing to make it. We'll take in from Jefferson to Mill Creek Road. And we take in...
How high?
Willowbrook subdivision.
So you're going, so you're getting rid of from Millbrook on up to Summerbrook? Or Willowbrook on up to Summerbrook?
Yeah.
So you're allowing us even more money to spend on taking care of people's roads?
No, I'm just trying to get up there to where we can figure out how much really true cost we have. That's my position.
Did you make a motion?
I did. To go to Mill Creek Road from Jefferson.
Jefferson, for the distance of roughly 0.09, for roughly 1/10 of a mile. On Mill Creek. And Willowbrook?
Yes. And that mileage is what?
0.19.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's a tough one.
So you're just taking Mill Creek to the second entrance of Willowbrook and
all 1/10 of a mile, roughly.
Huh?
Roughly 1/10 of a mile.
Okay. Wow. How about, I was looking at one of these other roads back here, Randy, and you tell me if... Let's see here.
Did you want to go to lunch?
It's up to you guys.
About him being up there now.
Yeah.
Well, we tried to get out, but he texted and said it set the meeting at 12 or something.
Okay. That's what it was told to us.
Okay. You still?
We'll be out here in just a second.
Yeah, we're not going to be. Matter of fact, we're about done now.
Well, I won't let you go. Let's stand here.
Yeah. What the? Brandon, if you add those in, how far are we getting? How close up to 200,000 are we getting? We don't have to be right at the 200,000, but I want to do this.
Roughly 142,500, which leaves you just about enough money to go ahead and do some good life.
Oh, I'm just teasing.
Keeps trying, doesn't
it?
In all seriousness, the only way I'm looking at it is the amount of homes you're picking up for the money. That's strictly what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know.
I'm just looking at the cost.
You're looking at the potential cost that we run into something and find out, hey, it's not going to be 45,000 is going to be 145,000. I understand that.
Yeah.
Randy, is there any other smaller roads that you do want to look at?
Well, you mentioned another one. Which one are you?
I was looking down there at Rogers Road. I didn't know where.
Rogers Road is that's down here off Willie Oaks there, Y Highway. And
it's a through road.
There.
It's through
part
road.
Part of it. The back half of Rogers we already maintain. There's a section off Willie Oaks back to that point that we don't.
That's where.
We've had to go down there and
pull people out.
Well, fix something for the sewer department when it didn't work after that initial, and then they reimbursed us. But we've been there twice and fixed that. But this section,
run your
He's talking about which piece? Okay, right there where she's, it runs through there, then comes back. Right there, we maintain from that point on down. So yeah. It would be that.
So we pick up Cook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we already take care of Cook.
Is there a road
goes through there?
Is there a road goes through there at that point?
Yeah, it's narrow through that timber. It's pretty much a path at that point. But now down here on the other, from there down, it's been ditched and kind of worked on and fixed. And actually, they hard...
I thought it was a through road there. We've been down there on that.
It's a through road.
Huh?
It is a through road.
But it's not built up or
it's nothing. Just not developed back there on that last half.
How do they pretty access much theirs off Cook?
You've got...
You can turn the video on if you want to.
Yeah.
Well, that corner lot, is that accessed through Cook then?
You what?
That lot that was on the far... Right there? Is that accessed through Cook?
Yes.
Why couldn't we just do a portion of Rogers Road?
I guess that's what we'll do.
Well,
no,
let me look at that again. I think, I'm not sure if that lot back to your area. Part of that access is in both. You're talking about this lot.
Yeah.
I think the access right here.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Who petitioned it,
there's
Randy?
One house here. This portion is, I mean, it's there's a road through there. It's just not ditched or developed.
Do you have
that? You're going to have to. I don't think we ever take it in. I was through there when the sewer line was going through, and I thought it was a through road that was a necessity, but it's
well,
not.
Well, now the sewer went up partway up Rogers to the top there, but it didn't go all the way through that back portion.
Right.
And then a sewer line went through Cook and come on down.
No, there's better places to spend our money. Right. I'm going to just take that away. I was through there whenever the sewer line was going in, and I thought it was going to be... It doesn't look like that map, but it's still yet not the service to what I thought, so.
Right.
So right now, we've done Amherst, Boston, Ellen. We did the first six. We did 1/10 of Mill Creek, which is 8. And then Willowbrook?
Willowbrook.
Not Willbrook, Willowbrook Road. And we did number 19 and 20, which was Pulse Lake and Prairie Drive. And we did number 32, which was High Point Ridge.
That's a pretty good bunch to add to the maintenance system.
We still have a question on number 23, which is Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
Did we not have a question on another one that we were wanting to...
The question was if they had a homeowner association, but you've already answered that.
I was thinking there was another road that we were questioning, is there not? Randy, do you remember?
I was looking here. I think everything else... I think everything else we can pretty much...
I tell you what, let's do. This gives us an opportunity to answer those questions on the roads that, if there's another road or two that's brought up in the... we don't have to have everything today on road petition.
No. But do you want... I just didn't know if you want to start striking some of this stuff.
Yeah. I want to strike all those that doesn't meet, unless we want to change the number of homes. All those that have one or two homes on them are stricken. Because that isn't what our road standard says. We can't even take them in according to what we've already set up.
Is that a motion?
Well,
to
I think he said he wants to. I don't know if he made a motion yet. Do you want to, does that include
Then we relook at them if they are developed for more homes?
Well, if you make a motion to deny that, this up to a repetition.
Once they get to three or four homes on that road.
Yeah, they repetition. But according to Taney County's road standards for taking in a road, there needs to be at least three homes on the road. I didn't set that rule. It's in the road standards.
Right.
And so all these that have petitioned that have one or two roads on it were actually wasting Road and Bridges time to look at those roads if we can't take them in.
So you want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion to strike all the petitions that have less than three homes on them, because that's what the road standards say. I want that to be sure that that's in there.
So that'd be number 17, number 18,
26, 28.
Hold on, number 21.
21.
Oh, 21, I missed one.
26. You said 28.
28.
Number 30.
34.
36. 37. 38. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You want to get rid of any of these other ones, Danny? Like number 27. Still waiting on Stone County? Does it hurt to leave it on there? Or do you want to... Does it make them go through and repetition it?
They'd have to go through a repetition. Otherwise, it's always just going to be hanging there, and we've got no... I can basically said we discussed it, but unless Stone County takes in that portion, you guys don't want to consider our portion.
We've got them on there, denied in 2002, right-of-way problem. If they get the right-of-way problem fixed, then they can repetition, and we might consider it. The ones that have been denied down through there have a reason for it. There's no turnaround on one of them. They've been, so those things, they have to repetition. If they've been denied, they have to repetition the road.
Yeah, and these have. I mean, that 25 was denied in 2002. They repetitioned it, and we looked at it. It's still no change. We can't acquire the right-of-way. There's just not enough room. They're squeezed between the lake and the highway. There's not much we can do. So,
move to deny number 25 and number 27. And number 33.
I've got a question to ask on 27. If Stone County ends up in a, would end up, and they refuse to be in the trade for county roads, if they would.
So you want to leave that one on there?
I would leave it on there.
And then my motion to exclude number 27.
So we have a motion to deny 25 and 33. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
What about some of these from 2011, 2010, Danny? Number 39, 40, 41.
39, I would go ahead and deny it if we're not going to take it.
39, what about 35?
35, that one is going to be almost undoable. that was the one that had the high bluff. Power line went right up it. I mean, you're talking...
Motion to deny.
It's going to be very difficult.
Well, do you want to lump them in with others or just one at a time? What about number 40, 41, and 42?
40, incomplete, basically. I would go ahead and deny until they finish the road. Timber Ridge Circle is going to have its own issues.
That was one that the buildings were built right on.
Yeah. And then Woodland Hills Drive, that one is very steep, and it's going to have some subgrade issues. They've already repaired and got.
Did you have that?
That one's going to be very steep.
I haven't made a motion yet. I was just asking about it.
But I would go ahead and
deny those three.
Yeah.
Well, what about 42? Did you say yes?
Same
thing.
Yes, that's the one that's very steep. We're talking 23% grade.
So
it's off 160.
So 35, 39, 40, 41, 42?
35.
Move to
yes.
Deny number 35, 39, 40, 41, and 42.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
These ones within Emory Creek, you want to leave as far as the North Point and the North View, Danny?
Leave them in there for later consideration.
Yeah, the only one we actually took out was the chip seal portion of the number 28.
Right. Well, and number 30 because I only had two people on it.
Right.
What about 24? Did we ever talk about that one?
I would go ahead and deny that one. That one's already under maintenance with Oakmont. We need to wait till that road gets built out and.
Okay.
It's worth their effort to maintain all the way through.
Yeah, but
it's a through road, but it's.
I wouldn't want to deny it.
That's not denying it, just leave it on there.
Yeah, it's on 2014 applied, July of last year, so just leave it on there. But.
All right.
Number 22, we never. That's the one that was denied in 2009.
Yeah, and we couldn't get a turnaround, and that's the one that had several utility poles. I would deny that one again, my recommendation.
All right, move to deny number 22.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. So that cleaned up a lot. Come back to us with 23. Randy, you and I'll try to get that one resolved. Set that up if you don't care.
All right.
And then that should be good with that.
Are the minutes going to reflect the name of the road instead of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll
refer back to and then
refer with the number.
Right. I make a motion that we move out of those petitions and move on to other kind of business.
Probably that requires a second, but. Oh, why not? Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Good job. Good job, Randy. I don't know how many that was, but that's probably the second most amount of roads that's been taken in by the county since I've been here.
At one time, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We have next on here scheduled for executive session per section 610.021.3.
I would like to adjust the.
You want to move to table the executive session?
Move to table the agenda and move down to.
Okay.
Piper Jeffrey. The others can be taken up. At a later date on a phone call or something, we'll call you back over, Randy, or you're the one that has these, or?
Yeah, I just had one item on there, and that can wait.
Okay.
So
all right.
We can reschedule it.
Let's move on to Mr. Dillingham.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll take up.
I'm coming.
Piper Jaffrey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
to make the time for me today. This is somewhat of a follow-up of a previous meeting we had with the commission.
Excuse me one second.
In the last year.
We are scheduled to have this up in the conference room. Public welcome. So we can't have it here.
Okay.
So, presiding commission, may recess and go upstairs?
Yeah, we'll recess. And we have this on the agenda for up in our conference room.
That's where I was looking at, so I understand.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry about that, but that's the way we have our agenda, so.
All right.